Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Focus in on herself, self-development, go back to school if she wanted to, finish her degree, get her master's, get her PhD, start a business, concentrate on a hobby, turn her hobby into a business and generate an income. All of that time, you guys, frees this woman up to do magnificent things. And this man knows it.
So I was on the tennis court and I get a text. I wear an Apple Watch. I get a text from someone I have never met and never gone out with before. We have not even been on a first date, and he wrote me a text that says, "Good morning, sunshine." I felt sick to my stomach.
This is just some nigga talking shit.
That is love bombing. That is inappropriate. That is not cool. Like, that is ick. Oh my God, that's an ick.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
So many things I could touch on. I don't even know where to start. I don't fucking know where to start, y'all. Look, let's start with the text. Okay, she said they never went on a date. Maybe she met him at a bar, wherever she met him. Maybe she met him at tennis, wherever she met him. I'm assuming they probably had a quick conversation wherever she met him. They exchanged numbers. And then, I don't know, the next day, a few days later, whatever, he texted her, "Hey, sunshine." I really don't see that much wrong with it. I mean, I see that it's a little, is informal the word?
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
It's really not that serious. But this is where I'll go next. You too damn old to be on a dating market. But okay, if you are going to be this old on a dating market, you too damn old to be this picky and be talking about the ick on your fucking TikTok where you chronicle your personal life as a 50 plus year old woman.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Can you imagine being that much of a cunt where a dude just saying "good morning, sunshine" is like a deal breaker? And let's be clear about this. If it was James Bond, "Hey, sunshine," would have been fine. Bars. When a woman is willing to cut you off over something so minuscule, she never really liked you like that in the first place, and she was just looking for something.
Ick. Oh my God, that's an ick. I just got the icks. What's an ick for you guys? Do you know what an ick is? Like, ick is like, ick. I literally cannot.
A woman who on a dating market in her 50s, she's tired of good mornings. A lot of these women, man, they are good morning'd out. They done had 100 talking stages since 15. They tired of getting good morning texts from dudes. It's corny to them after a certain point. A lot of the shit that you could potentially do for her is going to be corny. A candlelight dinner is going to be corny because she's been on 50 candlelight dinners. That's why these bitches aren't supposed to be still dating at these ages. They're not going to be impressed with anything. They're burnt out from everything. Nothing is going to be special because a guy did that for, you know, 2 decades ago. Or a guy did that for me in 96. Like, nothing you do is going to make her happy or make her satisfied or make her feel like she's special. Because God didn't did that for her before.
He ain't lying.
Keep the texting to a minimum. Like, okay, I'm on my way or something. But like trying to like say good morning every morning. Nah. That's being like too available in a sense. She don't need to know you're thinking about her. Just stick to, okay, when are we linking up next? Or if you want to call me for a minute after I get off work, cool. But yeah, I would keep the texting to an absolute minimum.
Okay, Clay, I get the point.
No, you don't!
These are my dating non-negotiables. Everybody has their own list. This is mine. So, I don't like tattoos. It's not my thing. So, tattoos is on my list as a non-negotiable. I don't like smoking. I don't want to kiss an ashtray.
I am a smoker, actually. I don't like to be around smoking because I get tempted to smoke cigarettes. But I also don't like the smell. I don't want it in my hair. I don't want it on my clothes.
That's too damn bad!
So smoking for me is a non-negotiable. I am sober. So I don't mind being around someone that drinks, but if drinking is their whole personality, that's a non-negotiable for me. I don't want to sit in bars and drink. And as a matter of fact, the last guy I dated, every time we went out to eat, he wanted to sit at the bar.
And what's wrong with that?
Such a red flag. We never sat at a table. So that's kind of a non-negotiable to me.
Buy a dog, die alone, because no man deserves to suffer you.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. And she's going to act like the reason why it didn't work out with the last guy she dated is because when they went out, he always wanted to sit at the bar. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I can't even begin to explain how stupid of a non-negotiable that is. The smoking, I'll give her that. I'll even give her the tattoos. But he can't want to sit at the bar.
If I'm going to give my time to go on a date with you, I want to sit across the table from you, have a conversation, get to know you. I don't need to sit at the bar. I don't need to sit at the sushi bar. I think if you've been married for 20 years and you're interested in chatting with the people around you, sure, sit at the bar. Nothing wrong with it. You're by yourself on a Friday night, sit at the bar. I don't want to go on a date and sit at the bar.
I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
If it was a guy she was really into, she would be happy to just be in his presence. She wouldn't give a damn if they were sitting at the bar, sitting on a chair, sitting under a tree outside the bar. She wouldn't give a fuck.
Bad communication in terms of texting is a non-negotiable. If we have plans, I don't hear from you until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like regular adult communication. And that could include, how's your day going? Like a check-in.
I don't need to. Why would I?
Well, I'm
how stupid would it never be held for anybody. R. Kelly?
What are you up to tonight? Mm-hmm. What are your plans? What are you thinking? Mm-hmm. Just anything, like a check-in, just mm-hmm. to feel connected, to say hello. Some men are not into that. I work full-time, so I feel like if I can make the time during my workday, you can certainly make the time too.
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the fuck up.
I mean, oh, goodness, man. People got shit to do. Yeah, it's just stupid. Please just give up, ma'am. Please just stop trying to date. Stop trying to fucking date. You're not worth it on any level. You're not even worth putting in a week of effort. I mean, the type of effort you're saying you want, it's not even worth it. Even if you said, you know, just put in the effort for a week and I'll give you some pussy. It wouldn't be worth it.
Not a chance in hell, Brett.
Zero. You've already made up your mind.
Absolutely. I've seen the evidence.
It just wouldn't be. I'm not trying to, like, text with a 58-year-old all day. Even if I was a 58-year-old man. Ain't nobody thinking about it. You're not that important, lady. Women need to just get over themselves and realize they're not that important to a man. Even a good man who's interested in them. Flat out. It's just, no, you're not that important. I got shit to do. I got parents, kids, jobs, friends, hobbies. No. Men actually do real work. They can't just stop in the middle of the day to say, hey, just checking in on you. How you doing? No, men do real shit.
You're goddamn right.
Send a text or respond to a text. So mature, adult, regular communication is important to me in a relationship. Not in the early dating stages, like... I'm guilty of, in the early dating stages, going home and going to bed and watching Netflix, saying that I'm out for dinner because I just want to seem, you want to play a little hard to get.
I am a clown, Miss Kendra. I'm just nervous right now, but I am a clown.
You old. Think about it. Have you ever watched a fucking Cinderella movie where it be some old bitch and a prince come out on his horse and carriage to an old bitch and say, hey, here's the glass slipper. I want to take you off. She still thinks that just because she's still getting likes, I still got it. Bitch, no, you don't. Because if you got it, you would get what you want.
Basically, you're done. You're like a has-been, and no man mm-hmm. will ever go for you.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. The more a woman focuses on like superficial, stupid shit, it's to distract you from the line of thinking, this woman is fucking horrible. Like, the more you think about what her standards are, she figures maybe the less they'll think about how I'm not worth these standards.
Now, this is why I started to get harsh.
This woman is so fucking unlikable just looking at this video. Now, okay, granted, I'm sure she would probably put more effort to be likable on a date. But this is the real her. I'm sure she put on that fake nice girl act on the date. But this is what men would actually have to deal with if they was in a relationship with her.
I don't want to be that guy.
No. No, 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 no.
I've been known to say that I'm busy because I have dinner plans and go home and watch Netflix. What else are my non-negotiables? Dress. For me, appearance is very important. I put a lot of effort into how I look, into fitness, into eating right, into taking care of myself, into a youthful appearance.
She's going to have issues for the rest of her life.
This is what it all boils down to. The type of men who dress nice, don't sit at the bar, all that shit, these James Bond dudes, they're never gonna pick you. You're so caught up in what your standards are, you don't ask yourself, can you meet these guys' standards? They don't even think that way. And they never will. It's too late. You're not a good woman romantically. You might be a good woman in other areas of life, but romantically, if you're single in your 50s, you're probably not a good woman. Because let me break this down, because maybe she's a widow. So let's give her that. So let's just give her the benefit of the doubt and say she was widowed, you know, whatever, 3 years ago. There are still men on the dating market who are 60 to 70, who are looking for a good woman, decent woman, whatever you want to call it, good woman, decent woman, woman who would be pleasant to be in a relationship with. So the point I'm trying to make is, when a good woman get on the dating market, she doesn't stay for long. Because what do I always say? The number one sign that a woman is a quote-unquote good woman romantically is she picks good men. A decent woman can sense when a man is a decent man and he's looking for something serious. She's met good men since she's been single who are seriously looking for a serious relationship. And look, she either ran him off or she ran off because she's not a good person and she nitpicked him or she dismissed him for a stupid reason, like he said sunshine when he said good morning.
Where is she getting this idea that she'd even make a good partner?
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.